Virgin Radio.
You seem very happy.
I'm trying
for losing money.
Trying not to sweat the small stuff. That's, you know, that saying,
yes.
Don't sweat the small stuff.
You did start this year saying that you're not going to be worried about all
I'm
that.
I'm just not.
Sorry. I couldn't take that comment seriously. There's no way you don't sweat the small stuff.
No, I'm sorry. I have to give it to Chris. You have been so good this year. Because there are things.
And this guy that we're working with on the right here, this guy called Rossi, the amount of stuff that he's done already this year, which would usually get me frustrated, I've just told myself.
You've been very calm.
Let it be.
Okay.
As the Beatles.
Don't you notice he's calmer?
Totally calmer.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this the new Chris favorite 2017? So
2018.
Yeah, that one as well.
Like, that's what I work with, that type of guy here.
Anyways, how did you lose money? What'd you do?
I bought a drone. You know the helicopters, they have the camera on it?
Yeah.
I bought one called the Spark. It's the latest craze. And
Can I ask how much?
Yeah.
Because I want to know how much money we're talking about.
Because people might want to buy one.
Now, drones back in the day, you know, the big ones that go up with the helicopters and the
Phantom.
The Phantom. They were like anywhere between 5 to 10,000 euros.
Very expensive, very expensive.
And I thought to myself, I'm never paying that much. They released this one called the Spark.
Here we go. Well, listen to this.
No.
Go on.
Listen to it. Got it on sale for 1,500 dirhams.
Okay, that's actually really
it's
good
affordable.
For a drone. Very good for a drone.
For a drone, good quality camera, easy to control. This thing is very difficult to crash. It's got sensors all around it. So if it finds that it's going to go near a wall, it stops itself.
Oh, like it moves away.
It moves away on its own.
Oh, that's awesome.
If you lose it in the air.
Lands.
You press a button, it flies itself back to you.
E.T. go.
It's crazy. Like the technology on this thing is ridiculous.
Okay.
You can control it via your hands.
Yeah.
So you signal it to do stuff. The best thing, the reason why I bought it tracks you. So you can throw it, you can put it in the air and
it
follows you around.
It hovers a meter above you and it just follows you.
So is that the same one that's on that snowboard in Avet where he follows you and he films you?
Basically, that's it.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
So I bought it. It's because it's illegal to fly drones in the UAE. You can't
Without
the permit. You can't just throw it up. So I've only been doing it in my little front area and I haven't been taking it up too high. I learned how to control this thing. I didn't buy the controller. The controller was another 1,000 dirhams.
You said you don't need it.
You don't need it. I'm controlling it through my phone.
App. Okay.
And I was doing really well.
Now, so far, this drone sounds like there's no way it can like, go wrong. But you, Chris, somehow...
Yesterday, I decided to do something, and I shouldn't have done it. The Nushi and Kiki, I'm like, hey, babies, do you see what I bought? I bought a drone. They're like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, you want to fly it? They're like, yes! So instead of going outside the yard to fly it, I was too lazy. I opened up the bedroom window.
Oh, no.
Just from we've got a two-story place, right?
Yep.
So I just open up the window and I launch it from my hand outside the window, which is fine. Now I've got it outside the house and the kids are like, oh my gosh, it's so cool, oh my gosh. And then I'm like, oh, I've got to bring it back. I've got to bring it back through the window. That's how I have to land it.
Too lazy to land it and go downstairs to get it.
So...
It's your own fault.
Yeah, 100%. It was totally my own fault. In my head, I'm thinking to myself, the window is only maybe a meter by half a meter, right?
So it's tight.
It's a tight fit. And the drone senses that it's a tight fit. So when you're flying close, it stops itself because it's like going to itself, not going to fit this. So I turn the sensors off it.
Oh,
so because I'm like, I got this, bro. You got me, Captain Fade.
Worst idea ever.
His dad wanted him to be a pilot when he grew up.
Yep. And then anyway, as I flew it in, it clipped the side of the curtain. I didn't realize the curtain was there. it just clipped it once. Turned off, dropped, two stories, smashed.
Like probably upside down as well.
It landed on the camera. So it's still sort of flying right now, but there's no camera. So I've just got a drone that doesn't have a camera.
So, wait.
And that's the whole reason he bought it.
Is there a way to, like, get it fixed?
Listen to this. This is my daughter, like, look at him. This is
so
like...
So you all remember this thing I just bought 2 days ago? Yep.
He broke it because he was flying out the window and then it fell down.
Yep.
And we're on the second level.
Yep, I flew. Oh, look, it's even smashed.
Yeah, like, she was... my 8-year-old was, Dad, what did you do that for, Dad? I'm like, relax, listen. I know I'm not the only person to break a drone, though. Okay, I'm sure there are many. Has anyone broken a drone? Have you broken something expensive before? Let me know so I don't feel so bad. Have you broken something expensive?
I can't believe this.
04-423-1000. Make me feel a little bit easier this morning.
Like you didn't even have a week with the drone.
Dude, 20 hours I had this thing for.
My goodness.
Have you broken something expensive? Call me. Kelly Lee's